Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's
in! Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And welcome to this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. As we begin the final week of the preseason, one more pretend game Thursday night at Chicago, and then we can turn all of our attention to the real deal, the September 11th opener against the Bengals at Cleveland Browns Stadium. To get your Browns week started in style, we have an outstanding show lined up for you. Bernie Kosar will be here for the first of his two weekly visits. We'll get some of his remaining thoughts from that game in Philadelphia last week, and also what he has to say about this team starting to get some players back healthy. Yeah, that's a good thing. Speaking of which, receiver Mohamed Massaquah, who began practicing Sunday for the first time since the start of training camp, is going to be on the show tonight. And as we always do on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll bring you some national perspective. Sal Palantonio from ESPN joins us to talk about what's going on around the rest of the league. And wait until you hear what he has to say about the Browns. I'm telling you, you're going to love this. It's great stuff from Sal. In addition to hearing this show on ESPN 850 WKNR, you can also go to clevelandbrowns.com and listen to it live, and also catch previous shows in our Cleveland Browns Daily Driven by Liberty Ford archive. And while we're on the subject of staying connected, the Browns' official mobile app is now available to you for download for free on your iPhone and Android devices. You can always ask questions of me via our Ask Vic feature on the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages, and post your questions for me there. Ryan did just that on Facebook. His question: should the Browns fans be concerned about the Browns special teams, with Reggie Hodges out and the so-so performance of Richmond McGee? What are your thoughts on the importance of punting the football? Well, pretty important stuff. I would say no one would argue that, but here's the thing, Ryan. After what we saw in Philadelphia last Thursday, concern is probably warranted. But not panic. Losing Reggie Hodges is a significant blow because he is one of the best punters in the league, period. And you don't just move on without missing a guy like that. At the same time, I think Richmond McGee has been solid. He certainly doesn't make you forget about Hodges, but he seems like a capable punter. And remember, he has never performed in an official league game, so this is still new to him. My bigger worries, though, were the overall sloppiness that we saw from special teams against the Eagles. That has to be cleaned up, and quickly, or there will be reason to go from concern to panic. Bill, via Twitter, asks, how far back in progress do you think Mo, as in Mohamed Massaquah, is for missing all that time with Colt McCoy? We're going to get into this with Mohamed in the show a little later in the show, but you'd have to think, Bill, that there is going to be a good deal of catching up that needs to be done. The Browns run such a timing-based passing game, and Massaquah simply hasn't had the opportunities to get that sort of work with Colt McCoy. And I think the delicate balance that the team is dealing with in terms of giving him enough work without overdoing it is something else to consider in this equation. Again, we'll ask him about that a little later in the show. For more of my Browns takes, be sure to check out my blog at Carucci's Corner on clevelandbrowns.com. In Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we always post a different poll question on a daily basis. Yes, today's, and we do that on our Browns official Facebook page. Today's question: what Browns player returning from injury will have the biggest impact and why? And here are your choices: the aforementioned Mohamed Massaquah, Montario Hardesty, DeQuell Jackson, Tony Pachos. Okay, so which one of those four would have the biggest impact? One very sad note, by the way, that I want to pass along from the world of NFL media. Our very good friend, Tom Kowalski of the Booth Newspapers in Michigan. You heard him on the show just a couple of weeks ago, updating us on the Lions. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was sitting with him in the press box at Cleveland Browns Stadium having dinner before the Browns faced the Lions, and find out this morning that he passed away suddenly. So very sad. We pass along our best to Tom's family. to his fiance. Folks, just how precious life is. You know, you never know day to day. We will have a great show for you, and we look forward in a few minutes to talking with the one and only Bernie Kosar on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores August 30th. Pre-order your copy today.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Hurt in a car? Call KNR. 1-800-HURT-NOW. Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
Hey, it's Bunch for Sutton Hardware, so much more than a hardware store. Sutton Hardware carries such respected names as Benjamin Moore, Cabot, and Old Master Stains, and Pennefin Wood Finishes. Sutton Hardware, 3848 Prospect, 363-5200, or suttonhardware.com.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infiniti. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infiniti service. To find your next Infiniti or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infiniti of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
271 northbound before Cedar, right lane is going to be closed and you're back into Chagrin because of an oil spill. Pepper Pike police have been on the scene and say it's going to be a while before they get it cleared. 40 eastbound slowing down from 77 to Warrensville Center. 77 southbound slow, 490 down to Rockside. You've got 71 southbound back in between 480 and Bagley. Everything else so moving well. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores August 30th. That's tomorrow. This next segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, the all-new four-pack ticket plan is on sale now. Choose four great Browns games, including the sold-out home opener against the Bengals on September 11th or the sold-out season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information on how you can build your four-pack ticket plan, visit the Browns ticket office behind Section 104 at the stadium or clevelandbrowns.com today.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
He joins us Bernie, twice a week, Bernie. And this is the first of those two appearances this week, the one and only Bernie Kosar. Bernie, welcome.
Hey, good to be with you, Vic.
Great to have you aboard, buddy. And it's been kind of a good day around Berea in the sense that some injured guys are getting healthier. Mohamed Massaquah is going to be with us a little later in the show. Got on the field yesterday, little limited work today, gradually bringing him along. You saw Montario Hardesty, of course, last week make his preseason debut against Philadelphia. Usama Young on the field for practice today as well, getting a little work in. Slowly but surely, a lot of these guys who are hurt, not all of them, Bernie, are coming back to health.
I thought you were going to say it was a happy day around Berea today because of Peyton Hillis passing out the Madden 12 video games to all his teammates in the locker room today.
That was the other part, yes.
Yeah, but you know, in all seriousness, to have these guys back at this point, and I think one of the things to really, I know the coaches, coaching staff, and training staff get this, but sometimes the young players need to get it, and sometimes I used to use the phrase, younger players and players, sometimes we need to be protected from ourselves, and they're going to be so excited to play, but they've been out for a couple weeks, and they've been out because of injuries, and when you come back and you haven't really played for a couple weeks, you've heard us talk a lot about through the course of training camp, not being in game shape, not being in football shape, and you tend to re-aggravate your injury or get another pulled muscle or something like that. So I think some of these guys coming back need to kind of taper their enthusiasm and kind of ease their way back in it, not as much for Chicago, but gearing towards the Bengals game.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. And you're right, it's that mixture, that balance, talked about a little bit in the opening, of wanting them to get enough work, everybody knowing the urgency of needing to get that work and not overdoing it. And I don't know how you find that balance, Bernie. I don't know, you know, and you've been, again, all the players you've been around in your career, I'm sure you've seen so many guys go from returning from injury to going right back to the injured list because they overdid it.
Yeah, and you were right on with your point, too, of that. What is the right balance? Because with the rhythm, timing, passing game, and Muhammad Massaquoi coming back and not practicing, you do need an element of practice, game-type speed, to get that element of timing while within the same breath, trying to not overdo it to where, again, you re-aggravate an injury or you pull another muscle.
On the subject of timing, Bern, when you saw that game the other night in Philadelphia, and I didn't really get to catch up with you since that night, so want your thoughts on Colt McCoy in game number 3, where he had looked so sharp for those first two, looked like there might have been some instances where things were forced a little bit and or facing some pressure and or not having a lot of choices to throw to because of good coverage by the Eagles. Where do you see the whole timing rhythm thing there?
Am I allowed to take all of the above right there? I think all of those kind of played a little bit into it. And I think you also saw the effects, or we saw the effects on Thursday night of those. And again, it overhyped the Vince Young statement of dream team, but that's definitely 3 top-tier cover corners for any one team to have. And we've talked at length through training camp about the importance of the wide receivers to emerge and to make plays. And that matchup of our receivers trying to develop, Josh Cribbs being out, and then those 3 top cover guys made it incredibly challenging for Colt McCoy and the Browns offense Thursday night.
Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Overall, knowing that they had played, you know, a team that a lot of people would say is the team to beat in the NFL, not just the NFC, in the Eagles, was your sense that the Browns held their own reasonably well, that this overall was not as bad a performance just from the standpoint of where you would consider the Eagles to be versus where the Browns are right now in their respective programs?
I know the score, especially at halftime, seemed one-sided and would seem like a poor performance, but I actually thought, and it was incredibly surprised, at the physical dominance of the Cleveland Browns Thursday in comparison to Philadelphia. I left Thursday night's game feeling sorry and worried for Michael Vick, because physically, at the point of attack, and you hear a lot of football people who build teams talk about building your team physically from the inside out. So your defensive tackles, your nose guard, your center, your fullback, your quarterback. Well, Phil Taylor destroyed the 2 rookies, the number 1 pick from Baylor and the 6th round pick, the center, from Cincinnati. Those two rookies got destroyed by Phil Taylor the other night, and Michael Vick didn't have a chance on quite a few of those attempts. So I thought from a physical standpoint, the Cleveland Browns were very impressive Thursday night.
Besides the fact that, he has very shaky protection, how much could you glean from Michael Vick's performance in terms of, you know, where he stands now in year two as the full-time starter for the Eagles?
Well, I think he took, a lot of hits on Thursday night. And for him to stay healthy, one of the things, I think he's only once in his career so far has made it through a 16-game schedule. If those are the type of hits and that's the type of protection he's going to get throughout the season, he's going to have a very challenging time staying healthy through it. So it was tough, actually, for both quarterbacks. Our offensive line protected Colt McCoy better than the Philly did, but both quarterbacks, given also the rainy, bad weather conditions, both quarterbacks didn't have much time to throw, were under a little bit of pressure. Vic was under a ton of pressure, and the cornerbacks for Philadelphia really shut down the Browns receivers.
Bernie, what's your take then on the state of the Browns offensive line? Eric Steinbach not in there dealing with this back, this disc issue. You got Jason Pinkston, a rookie, in his place at that left guard spot. You have Sean Laval playing pretty well, I think, on the right guard position, but still, a guy who has yet to establish himself there. What are you uncomfortable, or I should better yet, should Colt McCoy not feel as comfortable behind this group if this is what it's going to look like, say, opening day and beyond?
Well, I don't want to minimize the loss or not of an Eric Steinbach and someone like his caliber not playing, but the emergence of Alex Mack as a consistent top tier center, you know about Joe Thomas and his great ability at left tackle. That's probably the best position to work in a younger draft pick, rookie-type player, because he's got two Pro Bowlers on both sides of him. I've been really impressed with, on the telecast and through the radio show the last month, we've talked at length about how impressed I am at the center of the pocket and the way Alex Mack has handled the offensive line. I think that's going to be a real strong point for the Cleveland Browns through the year.
One non-Browns question I wanted to ask you, although it is going to relate to this team in the second week of the regular season. Word today that the Indianapolis Colts are activating from their physically unable to perform list a guy by the name of Peyton Manning. And it looks like he's going to return to practice on a limited basis, not play in their preseason finale, no surprise there, but try to get him ready for their season opener against Houston. And then we know, of course, he and they face the Browns, or the Browns travel to Indy in week two. Knowing what you do of Manning, does a guy like that just come back from all this inactivity and be the guy he was, or can you expect a certain amount of rust from him?
Well, I think it's a good, if anybody could not have rust, it would be a Peyton Manning type guy. But if we remember back a couple years ago when he didn't play in preseason and had to come back basically not after neck surgery, but he had missed the preseason and came back basically for the starting game, he struggled and was rusty the first month of the season. So it did take him a while to get reacclimated. So from a Browns perspective, I think we're going to catch him. Not that there's ever a good time to catch Peyton Manning,
right,
but I think it's better to play him early when he hasn't got many reps in.
Bernie, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Look forward to talking with you again on Wednesday from Chicago.
I'll call you from the team hotel Wednesday, Vic.
All right, brother. That is Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Coming up, a conversation with wide receiver Muhammad Massaquah on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick. Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
It's time for the MMA Minute, presented by Time Warner Cable Events on Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports.
At UFC Rio on Saturday night, middleweight champion Anderson Silva continued his UFC record for most consecutive title defenses and most consecutive wins in the octagon as he stopped Yushin Okami via TKO in the second round of their main event fight. The win capped off an outstanding night in Brazil, which also saw Mauricio Shogun Hua extract revenge on an earlier career loss, stopping opponent Forrest Griffin in the first round, while Antonio Minotauro Nogueira quieted the retirement talk by knocking out Brendan Schaub in the first round of their heavyweight fight.
The MMA Minute with Jordan Sherwood, presented by Time Warner Cable Events on Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports. Get the latest MMA news by listening to Inside the Cage, Saturday mornings at 11 on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Welcome to the Own Every Road sales event at Ohio's number one Mitsubishi dealership, Mentor Mitsubishi. Welcome to up to $7,500 off your next Mitsubishi. Or you're welcome to take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. And right now, you'll welcome a low lease on the all-new 2011 Outlander Sport. Only $179 a month for 24 months. Outlander Sport gets up to 31 miles per gallon. Or lease the 2011 Lancer. Only $139 a month for 36 months. Welcome to carefree driving. Every new Mitsubishi is backed by the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You are welcome to stop into Mentor Mitsubishi today during the Own Every Road sales event. Save up to $7,500 off new Mitsubishis, 0% APR. A 2011 Outlander Sport, only $179 a month. Or Lancer, only $139 a month. Only at Mentor Mitsubishi, 9090 Mentor Avenue in beautiful Mentor, Ohio. You're welcome to look online at MentorMitsubishi.com. Offer plus tax, settle, and fees. It's not vehicles. Qualify buyers with approved credit. See dealer for details.
The Corner Alley, Cleveland's premier bowling alley, has partnered with ESPN Cleveland to bring you the most fun happy hour league in town. It begins Tuesday, November 15th and Wednesday, November 16th. There'll be special drink pricing, weekly giveaways, and a special grand prize from ESPN Cleveland. Please contact the Corner Alley at hhleague@thecorneralley.com or go to espncleveland.com to reserve your spot. Lanes are filling up quick, so be sure to reserve your spot now. The Corner Alley, where fun begins.
We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Joined right now by wide receiver Muhammad Massaqua on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. The better question is, how are you doing coming back from your injury and practicing these last 2 days? How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Feels good to be out there with the fellas. You know, missed a little bit of time, so hopefully I can catch up and get back to playing the way I'm used to.
How, in terms of that, how hard is it to catch up when you've missed all this time?
At this level, it's hard. The one thing that I have been able to do is to stay mentally sharp, which has been key. Now it's just a matter of getting my feet back under me, getting in shape, and just getting used to playing an offense.
And how much work are you able to do? I watched today's practice, and you weren't in every drill. So what's the plan in terms of working you back into it?
Just increasing the workload every day. So did more than I did yesterday, and tomorrow I'm going to do more than I did today, and just being smart about it so the thing doesn't flare up again. But it feels great right now. Every day just increased the workload, so I'm full go.
Are you feeling any even twinge, or what's it like when you're out there? Do you even know that you had the injury other than the fact that you had it? I mean, are there any reminders physically of it?
I just put it in the back of my head. I'm just so excited to be out there right now that I don't even think about it. If it gets sore, you ice it down and you keep going.
Coming into action this late in the process, this late in the preseason process, with a new offense, if you could break down that challenge of you got two things going for you, learning that and developing the timing with your quarterback, with Colt McCoy.
Well, the one good thing is that we were able to meet up a few times this offseason. Went to Texas a few times, came to Cleveland once. So that definitely helped, just learning the playbook together and then just knowing the playbook out here and taking mental reps and seeing it visually so that when I get out there, I kind of know what I'm supposed to do. And if it's a mistake, it's more detailing it, not making a huge mistake.
Are you comfortable with sort of the timing and rhythm with Colt?
Yes. Yes. And that's the one thing, we're growing and we're learning together, so we're getting that timing together.
I mean, the way we've looked at it this preseason, everyone has been focused on, of course, who's out there, who's playing, right? So, you know, a lot of eyes on Greg Little, looking at Brian Robisky, again, working in this new offense, seeing what Joshua Cribbs can bring to it, and so on, with the idea that your return would be like the bonus. I mean, in terms of, you know, we've seen in Jordan Norwood and so forth, but all along, every thought has been, let's see what these guys can do. And then Muhammad comes into it, and you've got more of the complete picture. Is your sense that this group as a whole, with you in it, can be pretty strong?
Well, I'm not going to predict anything. I just know that we're going out there and we're working hard and we're pushing each other and we're holding each other accountable. You know, this is a fresh start, new offense, a proven offense, great coaches. And we all enjoy working with each other. So we're out there pushing each other just to take advantage of this opportunity to do something special.
The offense itself, what are your thoughts about it and how you fit in it in terms of feeling like a good fit in this scheme?
I mean, I love it. Just going back and watching old Rams film and then talking to a lot of guys that are familiar with the West Coast offense, I love it. I'm excited to be in it, excited to learn, get my feet wet in it, and just continue to progress.
What's the best part of it for you as a receiver?
You know what's going on at all times. So you kind of... You understand what's supposed to happen on each play, and every play makes sense, and every play, you know, it's all about timing. So, you know, if you do what you're supposed to do, there's a high percentage of you getting the ball and being able to make plays with it.
Is there a little bit of a struggle between your urge and desire to do more and want to be out there all the time versus the wisdom of being cautious? You know, is there that balance, and are you struggling with that at all mentally?
Yeah, I mean, if it was my way, this would have never happened, and I'd be 4 weeks in the camp and, you know, made all my mistakes to just move forward. But it's not that way, so just being smart about it and just whenever I'm in there making it count.
Do you have to pace yourself in terms of even how you're running, or are you cleared to when your number comes up that you can go and run the route the way you would normally run a route and run after catch and so forth?
Go and run the route. But like I said, you know, tomorrow I'll do more than I did today until everything is, you know, the caution flag is up, and then it's, you know, 100 miles per hour.
Now, do you see yourself playing Thursday night against Chicago, or have you gotten any word on that?
We're not there right now. Right now we're just, you know, continuing with the rehab process, which is very, you know, limited right now. It's minimal just because we've gone through that for the past month. So it's just practicing and getting back in shape.
Is it realistic enough for you to think that with the season opener, the regular season opener, not too far in the future on us, that you could be ready for that?
Most definitely. My foot is feeling great right now. Like I said, our training staff did a wonderful job. 6:30 in here every morning for the past month, getting multiple treatments a day. So the work's been put in place so that I can be ready and that the foot won't, you know, cause any problems.
And you had mentioned yesterday that you didn't even know really that you had the injury until you got here. Just explain, first of all, when you think it happened or what you might have been doing as you think back on it, and then when you exactly how did you discover that you had it?
I mean, it was real freaky. You know, just normal workouts, running routes, and noticed it down in Texas. The first day went great. The second day, I started to get a little sore. And then the third day, you know, it's like, well, something's wrong. And because of the lockout, I wasn't really able to talk to the guys up here.
Right.
And once the lockout was lifted, came up here and found out that was the issue.
And just when you got examined and so forth, they figured out right away that it was that.
Yep.
You had never dealt with anything like this before?
Mm-mm. Never had a surgery, never had a, you know, issue anywhere.
Right. Knocking on wood, can we keep it that way? Now, as far as just seeing Colt, you know, he's had a real strong preseason so far. Your thoughts on the way he's performing and how exciting that must be for you as a chance to catch the rock from him?
I mean, it's exciting. It's really exciting because you can tell he's put in the work. You can tell he takes it very seriously, and he's a proven winner. You look at his track record in college, I think that's just going to carry over to the Browns. And whenever you see your leader working like that, you have no choice but to pick up the way that you go about your business and try to, you know, duplicate what he's out there doing.
And overall, have you been impressed with what you've seen of the way the rest of this receiving corps has competed? Because you've done a lot more watching, obviously, than participating, so you've paid attention. Do you like the way they've been competing?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody is bringing their A game to practice every day. Everybody's trying to get better every day. Everybody's been held accountable every day. We're coaching each other. And, you know, we're just making sure that we go out there every day and try to make the most of it.
Great stuff. Muhammad, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Muhammad Masakwai joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Well, the third-place Indians ready to open a four-game series with the A's tonight at Progressive Field. David Hump will be on the mound for the Tribe. A's will counter with Brandon McCarthy. McCarthy with just one loss since the All-Star break. It'll be 7:05 first pitch. Tribe a half game behind Chicago now, 6.5 in back of the front-running Tigers in the AL Central. A couple other Indian notes. Jason Donald's been scratched from tonight's lineup due to a finger contusion. Cord Phelps will play second base. Manager Manny Acton also plans to have Genmar Gomez make tomorrow's start against Oakland. Well, the Browns able to get some work in on the practice field this afternoon. A few notables able to get back to work today as safeties Usama Young and T.J. Ward were back in full pads. Both have been dealing with hamstring injuries. Now, guard Eric Steinbach, running back Brandon Jackson, and tight end Ben Watson among those who are out today. Of course, preseason finale be Thursday night in Chicago. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will continue. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak & Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak & Lube, be sure you're getting your best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak & Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available August 30th. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Bernie Kosar, and you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as Kosar just told you. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores tomorrow. You can pre-order your copy, though, today.
It's time to go around the NFL with Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Time to take a look around the National Football League, and helping us to do that today is Sal Palantonio from ESPN. Sal, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Really appreciate being on.
Well, Sal, let's start with the fact that the NFL, in terms of discipline and oversight of discipline, this was a big topic through a topic that you covered through this offseason about as well as anybody, the whole labor situation. And now that we're back in playing, two names, Aqib Talib of the Buccaneers, Kenny Britt of the Titans, two guys who were involved in offseason incidents, had their, I guess, day in court with Roger Goodell, but no discipline, and a lot of people are reacting to that. What's your take on how that's been handled, and how will any further situations like this be handled by the commissioner?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that the commissioner has heard loud and clear from the NFLPA and from individual players that perhaps the league went a little bit too far as being prosecutor, judge, and jury. And I think Roger Goodell and the commissioner's office, they've taken a step back, and they've assessed what they've done in the past, and they realize that now they have this 10-year partnership with the players, and they want to be a little bit more judicious and let the legal process handle itself. I am a little more surprised about the Britt situation than I am the Talib situation, because with Talib, you still have to go through the legal process. And with Britt, I mean, there were some clear instances where, you know, his personal conduct violated clearly the old rules of the road, if you will, in the NFL. So I'm kind of surprised that the commissioner wasn't a little tougher on Britt.
So as far as other players and sending a message to other players, do you think that's a concern in terms of how they go about handling themselves or conducting themselves, or is this thing going to kind of fade into the horizon?
I would hope, Vic, that NFL players realize there's so much at stake, and you know, you have some bad actors out there, and as we know, it's such a small number of guys. It's, you know, it's less than 5% of the league, and you know, you have to weed those guys out, and you have to mete out, you know, tough punishment, tough love on some of these guys, especially the ones who are recidivists. But I think there's so much money at stake, and players understand what's going on financially in the league, and I think there's going to be a lot of policing among coaches and general managers and just among players themselves to say, we have to clean this up. The commissioner's seeing us halfway, and it's really incumbent upon us to take more responsibility. I hope that happens. I hope it does. And so far, you know, we haven't seen really a heck of a lot during the preseason itself. You know, always in the off season, we see some stuff. But in the preseason, things have calmed down.
Sal Palantonio of ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The quarterback situation in Carolina, one to look at mainly because the top overall pick is there, Cam Newton. He will start the preseason finale for the Panthers. Now, through three preseason games, no touchdown passes, no interceptions, a completion percentage of only 40.3, but I guess next to Jimmy Clausen, Derek Anderson, it isn't as if the guy's numbers are that much worse, I guess. So what do you make of where the Panthers go with Newton?
Yeah, I'm concerned with his pocket presence, and I think the Panthers should be too. I think also his accuracy, which has always been an issue. You know, I work on the NFL matchup show with Greg Cosell as the executive producer and Ron Jaworski and Merrill Hodges, my co-hosts. And we look at a lot of film, and we did a lot of film work on Cam Newton. And his accuracy, his delivery of the ball on time, is really a work in progress. And I think what you'll see from Ron Rivera is the following. They will try to play a ball control, field position type of game where they only really allow him to throw the ball 20 to 22 times per game, a la a Ben Roethlisberger. And let them really try to win a few games, steal a few games. They got a tough, tough schedule. They have the toughest schedule in the National Football League. They've got to allow Newton to learn without putting too much of a burden on him.
Speaking of that, another player who is being acclimated to the NFL, and we saw his team play last night, the Raiders going up against the Saints, but watching from the sidelines was Terrell Pryor, and he is going to get the start in the Raiders' preseason finale. Hugh Jackson, their coach, makes it very clear that the Raiders are looking at him first as a quarterback. Sal, what sort of future do you think that this young guy has for the Raiders as a quarterback, and is there any chance he can make an impact this year at any position?
No, I really don't see it. I mean, of all the places to go, you go to the land of the misfit toys. You know, the Oakland Raiders are where, you know, careers go to die, unfortunately. It's a dysfunctional operation. And, you know, I feel bad for Terrell Pryor because he looks like he has extraordinary athletic talent. And, you know, he's already sort of escaped from the purgatory of the NCAA's infraction problem at Ohio State. And now he's gone back into the fire in Oakland. And I think the Raiders are going to be a very weak team in a very difficult division. And I don't see him having much success, unfortunately.
What about the commissioner's handling of that situation, invoking a 5-game suspension for him before he could even be activated, if he's activated at all this year?
What a slap in the face that is to college football. That the commissioner of the NFL has to clean up their bad actions. That's just horrible. I mean, the NFL shouldn't have to be in that business. But you know, I think Roger Goodell did the right thing.
Yeah, and it's unprecedented. But you're right. It's you're basically taking what should have been done at the collegiate level and handling it at the NFL. And I think from a precedent setting standpoint, Sal, isn't it important to just sort of send that message to players? And I would hope coaches, too, that bad deeds done at the collegiate level can't be rewarded with an escape to the NFL, or at least an immediate one. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And I think the specifics of this situation really demanded that Goodell act, because we're talking about a supplemental draft, a truncated offseason. I think you're right. If you're just going to try to fly the coop, so to speak, get one step ahead of the man by going into the NFL, Roger Goodell is saying, you know, this is not a place of refuge for your bad actions.
Sal Palantonio of ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A couple of powerhouse teams, presumptive powerhouses, the Atlanta Falcons, the New England Patriots, had a couple of bad preseason games. We look at the Falcons, and they were just throttled by the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Patriots taking it on the chin pretty hard against the Lions. Anything to make of those two performances, just given that the opponents in each case, Steelers, obviously we know what they are, and the Lions, a rising team. What do we make of those outcomes?
Yeah, let's look at the Falcons first. I didn't like the fact that they were throwing it so much in the first half. You know, you can't win that way with an unbalanced offensive attack. You really can't. I mean, the Cleveland Browns saw that last year when you gave Peyton Hillis 330-something touches. You've got to have much more balance on your offense. And I didn't like the – they were obviously experimenting with something. Or maybe they just saw that the Steelers, you know, were loading up and, you know, they wanted to throw the football. Here's my problem with the Falcons. Too much Tony Gonzalez. I think Tony Gonzalez is an anchor around that offense. And I actually think he should be replaced in the starting lineup by somebody or formations that take the tight end off the field. I think that's first and foremost. I think second of all, the Falcons must find a way to generate pass rush without blitzing. If they don't, they're gonna have the same fate as they did last season. Now, here's the thing. Well, they went 13 games last year, Vic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you're playing a much tougher schedule. The NFC South has a much tougher schedule than they did last year. They're not playing the NFC West like they did last year. And I think the South is up for, you know, a real reality check. And I think the Falcons, first and foremost, are one of those teams that are not going to be as good as they were last year.
Okay. And to take a look at, again, the other, we mentioned the Steelers, the Baltimore Ravens, the two, again, presumptive champions of the NFC North. What a tough
division for the Browns, Mike.
Yeah, it's a tough division for the Browns. There's no question about it. So I want your take on this.
All right, let's look at it.
Go ahead.
Let's look at it because I think, you know, I'm looking. You know, I'm all about schedule.
Yeah.
I come from the Dick Vermeil school of thought. When you're looking at the NFL, you must look at the schedule, and that really can determine a lot of what happens in the regular season. And I have a formula. I call it the Palantonio playoff predictor,
okay?
The triple P. And it's real. It works all the time, Vic, I tell you. What you do, and if you're listening to this program, if you're driving around, stop, get off the highway, listen to this formula. This one really, really works. Here's what you do. You take the number of Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks that you will play in the season, okay? Like, for instance, the Philadelphia Eagles play six this year.
All right.
You add the number of Pro Bowl quality quarterbacks that you will play on the road. They'll play three on the road. That's nine. And you divide that number, six plus three, divide nine by two, and you get around what you're going to get in total wins. So the Eagles are going to get somewhere between total losses. So the Eagles are going to get somewhere between four and five losses. Now, looking at the Cleveland Browns, they start with Cincinnati. You've got to win, in my opinion, you've got to be able to win three of the first four ball games. You've got to go to the bye, in my opinion, for the Browns, 3-1.
Okay.
If you can, I have never seen a must win in the first week. Cincinnati at home is an absolute slam-dunk must-win game for the Cleveland Browns. No question in my mind when you look at this schedule. If you can go to Indy and somehow steal a win with Peyton Manning not 100%, then you have Miami and Tennessee come in, and then you got to split that. You got to take basically two out of the next three. If you lose at Indy, you got to win the next two home games, Miami and Tennessee. Then you're 3-1 at the bye. You got a sense of confidence with a young quarterback, rookie head coach, who, by the way, I absolutely love. I'm a Pat Shurmur guy here in Philly. I think he's just terrific. He's going to be a great head coach in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Then you can go to Oakland and get another win. Then you got Seattle coming in. They'll be totally dysfunctional. Vic, you could go 5-1 before you go to San Francisco on Halloween weekend.
I'm telling you right now, there are vehicles all over Northeast Ohio off the road with people furiously looking for pens and paper to write this formula down.
I'm telling you, that's the formula. Because if you look at it, how many Pro Bowl quality quarterbacks will they play before they go to San Francisco? They only really play one in Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can, in my opinion, win five of your first six ball games. Then if you happen to go to San Francisco, and let's say at that point the wheels have come off on Alex Smith, and you go 6-1, Then Houston, all right, you have a setback. You lose that ball game. Then you got St. Louis and Jacksonville, and then Cincinnati. Vic, I'm telling you, those are three winnable ball games. Three very winnable ball games. Because when you get to the Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Arizona, Baltimore, Pittsburgh part of the schedule at the end, you're not really looking at very many wins. Right. You know, see what I'm saying? You lost four in a row last year. You could easily lose four out of the last five this year. So you need to stockpile wins at the beginning of the season, in my opinion.
Well, you just got to look at this team because you were in Philadelphia. We saw each other the other night when they play the Eagles. And, I thought my conclusion from that, and I'm sure a lot of Browns fans are very happy with your thoughts on how this could set up early on, and hope you're right there, relative to how they matched up with the Eagles. Really good football team that Philadelphia should be, the talent they've added. And I thought, for the most part, the Browns were not embarrassed in any way by a team. I mean, the gap between these two teams wasn't that far.
Well, the muffed punt changed the game. At that point, before the fumbled punt, at that point, I thought they were dictating, especially defensive line. I mean, Phil Taylor was just beating his old college roommate like crazy. I mean, I thought that they really did a nice job manhandling the very young Eagles offensive line, and that's a good thing. I think that's good. I think the muff punt changed the complexion of the game, and then I thought Colt McCoy and the offense started to press a little bit. But again, going back to the schedule for this team, now I looked it up. We had Elias Sports Bureau look this up over the weekend because I knew I was coming on your program. Your wideouts were only targeted 47% of the time last year. Now, as a contrast, the Rams targeted their wide receivers 65% of the time, and they weren't a very successful team either. But you can tell how low a number that was.
Mm-hmm.
What I think Pat Shurmur's got to do is he's got to have a successful passing game at the beginning of the year so that Peyton Hillis, the Hammer, can be used more effectively at the end of the year, because he got tired at the end of the year. When you give that guy 331 touches like that, he got tired. He wore down. So he needs to basically flip the script on his offense.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the ball at the beginning of the year. Target the wide receivers. I know you had Massaquoi come back to practice yesterday, right?
Right.
So you need to get the wide receivers more involved in the offense, and I think that's what they're going to try to do with Shurmur's offense. And at the beginning of the year, get the passing game going, get some early leads, turn that very good D-line loose on the opposing quarterbacks, who at the beginning of the year are not very good, and save Peyton Hillis and bring in the Hammer at the end of the year. Now, I know you're going to use more Hardesty this year, depending on how healthy he is coming back from the knee injury. But to me, don't let Peyton Hillis wear out at the beginning of the year. Save him.
Sal Pell, I knew this would be a great segment, and it was. You did not disappoint. I thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and I look forward to talking with you down the line.
Oh, listen, I'm glad to do it anytime. Let's monitor the Brown status all year long, brother.
I love it. Sal Palantonio from ESPN joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
271 northbound remains closed before Cedar. The right lane has been blocked. You have been backing up approaching. It's an oil spill that they've been trying to get cleaned up for most of the afternoon. Tribe traffic moving into town. Interbelt northbound flowing from 71 and 90 up through Ontario. Overnight work, 77 southbound between Grant and Brecksville Road. Left two lanes closing between midnight and 6 a.m. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
It's the final days of the Lincoln Summer Exclusive Sales Event, where you'll find attractive leases on every Lincoln worthy of distinction, including the loaded Lincoln MKZ, which was named most dependable entry premium car for the second year in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. When a highly respected third party says you've got a luxury car that's more dependable than any other in its class, that's just cause for celebration, which is exactly why we've got these exclusive limited-time lease offers on every Lincoln. But time is running out, so see your Lincoln dealer today during the final days of the Lincoln Summer Exclusive Sales Event. Lincoln, it's not just luxury, it's smarter than that. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
I'm Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows. To learn more, visit www.twcbc.com.
Hurtin' a car? Call KNR. 1-800-HURT-NOW. Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
Bosch and Sutton Hardware are teaming up for 50 and 100 mail-in rebates of their new cordless lineup. Sutton Hardware, 3848 Prospect, 363-5200, or suttonhardware.com.
Hey Cleveland, LaCharles Bentley here for Sunnyside Audi. I've been telling you about Sunnyside Audi for a while now, and it's time for you to go check them out. Like I told you, they're a group of winners. They're Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer, Ohio's number one exclusive Audi sales leader, number one exclusive certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in Ohio for overall customer satisfaction. Sunnyside Audi will treat you like a champion. Their sales and customer service staff has over 150 years of combined Audi experience. Sunnyside Audi has all the hot Audi models like the A6, A7, and A8. If you're looking to go big time, they're Cleveland's only exclusive R8 dealer. I drive an Audi from Sunnyside, and I trust their staff to take care of my vehicle. Be a winner. Join my team at Sunnyside Audi, right off of 71 at Pearl, minutes from the airport, or online at sunnysideaudi.com. Say it with me now, Cleveland. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it's time now to deliver our poll question results. The poll, of course, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The question today was, what Browns player returning from injury will have the biggest impact and why? And the choices were Muhammad Massaqua, Montario Hardesty, DeQuell Jackson, Tony Pachos. Well, you voted, and 69% of you said DeQuell Jackson. Easy to see that one. He has performed consistently well throughout this preseason, made his presence felt, really the catalyst in this conversion from the 3-4 to the 4-3 defense, Dick Duran's version of that defense. Muhammad Massaqua gets 23% of the votes. Jeff comments on that. We are thin at wide receiver. Massaqua commands to be double-teamed at times, which gives our tight ends openings over the middle, also draws the secondary away from the box to give our running backs more holes. Go Hillis. Good observation there by Jeff. And again, casting these votes via our official Browns Facebook page. 5% for Hardesty, and Tony Pachos got some votes as well to round that out. All right, ask Vic questions that you've done so via our official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages. Tim from Facebook, do you think we may have a playoff team this year with the schedule we have? Tim, I'll say this. If you heard the segment we just had with Sal Palantonio of ESPN, and a lively one it was, great stuff from Sal, and you heard him break down the Browns' schedule as he did and what needed to happen, and it all works out the way he said it could based on the way this schedule sets up. Excuse me. And I stay alive to be there to see this all happen, then I wouldn't rule out a postseason berth. We know that for the past, 15 years, I think the stat is, we've seen at least five playoff teams that made the playoffs the previous year miss it the following year. So that's one thing to consider. And as much as Sal said he's all about the schedule, I'm shaky about that because teams change so much from one year to the next. And, you know, you're always basing your thoughts on last year's accomplishments. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting all choked up about this. And this year's this topic's got me choked up. This year's results or schedule may not have anything to do with last year's results. Question, who do you think will be leading receiver by the end of the season? This is from Sean, Facebook. I'd have to go with tight end Evan Moore. Just an amazing athlete, surest hands of anyone on the team. He's got to be the guy, I think, who has that today in practice, effortlessly reaches out with his left hand to snag a ball without breaking stride. Pretty impressive stuff there. On this topic as well, I would say among the wide receivers, I'm going to go with Greg Little. Even though rookies tend not to have great rookie years at receiver, this guy's been very special and very impressed with him. And if he keeps it all together, I think he can have big numbers. Hey, thank yous to Bernie Kosar, to Mohamed Massaqua, to Sal Palantonio of ESPN, to Jameer Howerton, to Kristen Rebelli, to Dave Dina Talley, Dino, and to Will Burge. Thank you all. Let's do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.